Keep the Bag podcast. Each week, the USA-UK combination of Nigel Wright and Louis Out Loud tear down marketing myths and demonstrate how to deliver value without bells and whistles.
Hey, this is Nigel, and welcome to another episode of Paper Bag Podcast, the Done Beats Perfect marketing channel. So I want to start off first with thanks for all your wonderful support on our last episode, Fun Sponge Friday, with the VAT. We tried a new format in which we went over a topic. I kind of gave a backstory, then I dropped my part in, and then Louis has since updated her part. We were really happy with the way that came out, just in terms of the process. Your response has made that one of the more listened to episodes. So we're going to just keep that momentum rolling, but start it by saying thank you, because your support means the world. Drop us a voice message to leave a comment and to add your voice to the podcast, because we would love to hear it. So here goes. So I'm going to keep this one a lot more brief and just state the topic plainly and what the quick items we're going to cover regarding it are. So a single word, complaining. Since this coronavirus, COVID-19, we, all of us on some level, have resorted to some sort of complaining. And be it we're bored in the house, we're not sure what's going to happen in terms of our jobs, we're shifting from more physical to online, we have to learn new tools, we have to adapt, whatever the case may be, our kids are now at home, we have to spend more money on electric, more money on food, we have to wear gloves, we have to wear masks. There's just a plethora of issues that have us complaining or put us in a position to complain more. So sticking with the paper bag mentality and done beats perfect, we're going to just give some practical information. So what I'm going to cover, and then Louis is going to follow up with, is how complaining affects us as the individual, how it affects us in our relationships, and how it affects us in our business, and specifically things to do instead. All right? So if you care to, and you're still with me, I'll be right back in a minute with my portion, and then Louis will follow it up. Talk to you in a bit. Well, I'm back. This is Nigel, so let's get right back into it on this topic of complaining. Okay, so how does complaining affect us as the individual, in our relationships, and in our business? So let's start with the individual and what we can do about it. As an individual, what we end up doing is going around in a circle a lot of times, you know, just complaining, hearing ourselves talk out loud, complaining to other people that are around us. But specifically, here are the things that we can do. I think as a whole, it's to challenge what we're going to do in terms of any complaining as the individual, you know, ourselves. Basically, confront it head on. You know, lean into the adversity if you would. And really, you know, challenge it for the value, confront it for the value. So in very practical terms, this is kind of how the cycle goes, at least the way I see it, in my opinion anyway. We vent because we need to get it out. So find someone who is going to be willing to listen, be it your partner, somebody whose opinion you value, and vent, get it out. Because unless you completely vent and get it out, it's going to interfere with, you know, what comes next and moving the needle forward. Then the next piece of it is you need to reset. You need to get out of that complaining mode. You need to get out of the, something I heard Dan Locke say, the BMW mentality, the bitching, moaning, and whining. You need to get out of that mentality. So you reset. You know, you make a hard reset, whether it's like Jason Capital says, you bark or you make some strong action, but you, you know, tie something to getting yourself back so that you're ready to work again and get out of the complaining. And then finally, you focus. So you vent, reset, and then focus. That's what you do as an individual to challenge the complaining and ask yourself the question, what am I going to do? Now, and the next piece is in terms of your relationships. So with complaining, there's going to be people who complain to you or, you know, your interaction with complaining with them. And what I suggest here is that you start always with empathy. If you think about what someone may be going through, the proverbial put yourself in the other person's shoes, you're much more likely to start with empathy, to give them the benefit of the doubt, if you would, and just to just do a better job of the next three things, of listening first, because that's what people want. They're not initially ready for you to give them any feedback. They're venting. So start with empathy and listen to them. Give them that opportunity to vent. And even after that, take it the next step, which is the part two of it, and ask them for additional feedback. Ask them if they're just, you know, wildly, you know, lashing out and not lashing out physically, hopefully, but if they're just spewing, you know, words, try to get something coherent out of it. Ask them for additional feedback. How does it make you feel? That sort of thing. I know that sounds kind of, you know, Dr. Phil or Oprah or however you want to, you know, whatever your your mental health care professional is of choice or whatever the case may be. But yes, ask them for additional feedback, because that will demonstrate to them that you're engaged, you're actively listening. And I'm not talking about something superficial. I'm talking about actually doing that. And then, after that piece is done, then you offer and what I would do, sort of thing. And the way I like to suggest people present this is, here is something for you to consider, so that you're not bossing, not ordering, not pointing fingers and say, well, if I was you, I would do this, or like if you know better than everybody else. Because there's no one right way. There's only right for you or right for the individual. So if we take that into consideration in terms of when we're dealing with complaining with relationships, and we start with empathy, then, you know, graduate to a call to action and start with the listen first, attentively, ask for additional feedback so that you get a more coherent picture of what's going on, and then offer the what I would do. I believe that would offer some help. Hope you find some value in that. And then finally, let's talk about what you would do with complaining in terms of business. Now, this is a particularly difficult one, because this is where you have to put on your big boy or big girl pants in terms of leadership. And there's something I'll just touch on quickly in terms of leadership. Leadership is not some person who has been given authority. Leadership is the person that people choose to follow when there's a fire and their life is on the line. So if you think about it in those terms, you understand what your obligation is, your responsibility is to be a leader. It's not a vanity title. It's something that is a real thing, and people are going to look to you on some level to provide this leadership. So that being said, for your business in terms of complaining, what you have to do is something that kind of is going to sound contradictory. You have to be ignorant to complaining. You have to understand that you have no time to complain, because you have to focus on leading. So people are depending on you. They're the ones complaining. They're the ones you need to give empathy to. They're the ones that the first two steps are going to come in handy with for you to pass on or pay it forward, the information in terms of dealing with complaining with an individual in relationships. So you have no time for that. So you need to start there. The next piece is to that's the first piece, and that's accept the fact that you're in charge. Accept it. So just acknowledge it, take it, lead it head on, lean into it, lean into the adversity. And then you have to use your resources. You know, use your resources And the most effective way to do that is to ask for help. What can I do to help? Because when we're caught up in the issue of I'm complaining because I feel out of sorts and everything's changing, you want help. You know, help would be nice. So be that person to offer it. Be in that leadership role to offer the help. So you accept that you're in charge. You use your resources by asking people to give you suggestions, asking people for help. And there's no bad suggestions. Avoid the temptation to bite people's head off if they say something that's obvious. And remember that even the most obvious things are sometimes missed, or many times missed. So there's no stupid questions, just the ones that are not asked. So pride yourself on being that person to live to that mantra. And then finally, and this is probably the most important part, listen. Because so many times we get caught up in talking and the wonderful sound of our own voice that we forget to listen, and we're missing the trees in the forest. The people around you are around you for a reason, and hopefully you've done a good job in weeding and fertilizing yourself to find your right circle, making your garden beautiful with brilliant minds and awesome people and supportive and everything else. So use them. So to recap, when it comes to business and complaining, you accept that you're in charge. You use your resources by asking for the feedback you need to make the inputs to make the better decisions. And then finally, you listen. My late Uncle Elwin used to say, listen, God gave you two ears and one mouth. So it's very simple to decipher the fact that you should be listening twice as much as you speak. So that's where that is. I hope you took some value in it. So let's lean in and let's hear what Louis has to say.
Hello, podcast listeners, and thank you, Nigel, for that wonderful introduction. I'm just going to move swiftly on with my piece of what I have to say about the topic of complaining, how it affects us, our partners, and our business. Essentially, I believe that what you put out into the world, the energy that you put out, is in large the energy you will receive in return. There is quite literally nothing less appealing in a person than somebody who is complaining all the time. It is inherently extremely ungrateful for the life and the opportunities that you actually have. Now, don't get me wrong, we all feel the need to complain at times. We all get a little frustrated. I am the first one to hold my hands up and say, yes, that's me, okay? But I do try my best to rein that emotion in. I am probably my own worst enemy in the case of I really, and Nigel Wright will confirm this, I dislike complaining so much that I will not sometimes talk to people about the problems that I'm going through, even though probably I should, because of my dislike for complaining. But that's a process that I'm dealing with, and I have got better with that, and I do reach out more now with problems. But I don't like to reach out with problems and be kind of whiny and kind of defeatist. I like to find solutions, otherwise I believe, what's the point? And in terms of relationships, like I said, there is, oh my goodness, it is so unappealing to be with somebody who is complaining. You cook a nice meal for someone, you put a lot of effort into it, you put it down in front of them, and they like pick on one particular thing, like, oh, I thought it was going to be this, or, oh, you've done it like that, or, hey, dude, what the hell happened to thank you? And I don't mean that you have to stifle or sit on any thoughts that you have that you may want to improve matters or a situation, relationship, an experience. Talk about the things that you want rather than complain about what you don't have. Have the conversation with your partner. If you don't ask, you don't get. But don't bottle that up until all you're doing is complaining. Find a way through, find a solution. And this translates right the way across the board of relationships, your own personal relationship with yourself. You'll feel a damn sight happier in yourself if you complain less. You will find that your relationship will move along better if you complain less or your partner complains less. And in terms of business, as I described in one of the podcasts we did, VAT, VAT, the value discussion, essentially, if you're in a business type of environment, complaining, essentially that's blame placing, blame shifting, complaining about a particular person, complaining about a particular procedure. I'm not, like I say, I'm not saying to stifle those emotions and not come forward with your concerns, but do it in a positive way. Do it in a way that a solution can be reached. If the person you're talking to or you're dealing with has put up walls to protect themselves from your negative energy, you will likely not receive a solution to your problem. It's a kind of, you're going down a sinkhole. It's an ever-decreasing circle. So, just to surmise, be grateful, because things could always be worse. Complain less, more gratitude. Find the solutions, have the conversations, do reach out. As I explained earlier, that's what I'm learning to do more, getting better at. Thank you. And yes, thank you, Nigel, for this interesting topic. It's really great to be on here again. And I urge anybody who this has piqued the interest of, please reach out. We're here for you. We can all be so much better together. Thank you. This is Louie. Paper Bag Podcast. No frills, no fuss, no ego. Zero vanity, true value. The Done Beats Perfect marketing channel.